You're listening to the Texas Standard.
What a mess. After months of back and forth over how to fix what ails funding for Texas schools, lawmakers argued late into the night over a bill that would pump more state money into school budgets statewide. But, and it is a very big but, members of the House and Senate couldn't see eye to eye on what to leave in the bill to make school financing more equitable. The Senate wanted what they called a school choice provision. The House couldn't stomach the Lieutenant Governor's pet plan, and after all the shouting, nothing more left on the table for Texas school kids. So what started out as an ambitious and badly needed overhaul appears to have ended in a total collapse. Representative Diego Bernal, San Antonio Democrat and Vice Chair of the House Public Education Committee, joins us now. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I think a lot of our listeners recall that you visited every school in your district this year. What does this bill dying mean to those schools that you visited?
I think it means quite a bit. You know, the bill, the school finance bill, was a comprehensive bill that literally would have helped every single student in the public schools and charter schools in Texas. It doesn't fix school finance, but it's part of a fix to school finance.
Mm-hmm.
And so watching it die has been very, very hard because it could only do good. Very few districts maybe didn't get as much of a benefit as others. There were devices in the bill that would have accounted for that and tried to help them, and special programs to help them. But otherwise, this was the bill where the starting point was, how can we reach every student, every district, and help them and make sure they're better off than they are now? That's what this bill could have done.
So it sounds like in the pursuit of something perfect, the good got killed. It's what it sounds like you're saying.
Well, I actually am not saying that. And I'm not saying that because I don't believe that that was the reason why it didn't pass.
What was the reason then? I mean, was this just bickering over the Dan Patrick's provision, that this education savings account business?
I think that's part of it. I think that the conversation should always start with, how can we help as many kids as possible in meaningful ways? That has to be the start of every conversation that relates to education. It should not be, we have this policy, it's unproven, we don't know how it works, we don't know who it's going to help, on what scale, but that's the starting point. And I think that drove a wedge, unfortunately, between the two chambers.
Well, now let's just get down to brass tacks. The Senate sent over a bill that would have allocated an additional $530 million for public schools and a provision to subsidize private school or homeschooling for kids with disabilities. Why was that so unpalatable for those of you over in the House side?
They sent back a bill that did that. The bill that went to them, the first bill, allocated close to $2 billion for education. And so while 500 sounds like a lot, it's a lot less than the close to $2 billion that we sent over.
Still, $500 million, you know, it's not chump change there.
No, it's not chump change, but the way that the bill was written originally is that we're making lots of cuts to also respond to the court. The court said that the school finance system is almost unconstitutional. It's Byzantine, and that we have to do better. So we changed the school finance system and allocated close to $2 billion on the House side. If you take that bill and send it back with $500 million, it results in cuts because of the formula changes we made. It's not just that they got less than our plan. It means that they probably could have ended up worse off than they were before our plan.
Okay, but now here we are at the end of this session. It's going to be 2019 until the 86th legislature convenes. How likely is it that you're going to be able to reform school finance at this point, given the deadlock?
I don't know if we can reform school finance this session, and that's unfortunate. You know, this is the first time in decades that the legislature has tried to touch school finance without the mandate from the courts. I think we try again. I also think that we explore what it really looks like if these two plans were to go into application. What does it look like on the ground if we were to do one or the other? And I think if both sides really start at, what does it look like on the ground if we were to do A, if we were to do B, if we were to do C, or any combination of the three, if we come back with that information, I think we have a great way to work together.
Representative Diego Bernal, San Antonio Democrat and Vice Chair of the House Public Education Committee. Representative Bernal, thanks so much for speaking with the Texas Standard.
I appreciate it. Thank you.